So we know the Jewish people are commanded to keep the laws of kashrus, but does not apply to Gentiles. And as well, it does not apply to any of your animals. So therefore, a dog, a cat, a cow are not obligated in the midst of kosher. They can eat whatever they want. However, the problem would be is, what about feeding your animal a mixture of meat and milk? Because not only is it aser b'achila, but we know l'savash l'kadir b'achalavimo three times, there's an issur to cook it together, an issur to eat it together, an issur to get hana. So by giving it to your animal, that's considered hana. So therefore, if there's a biblical mixture, basar v'chol would be prohibited to give to your animal. However, it's only limited to if it's a issa d'oraisa, which only applies to a behema tahora, behema, not like and doesn't include chayas or ofus, and as well, it has to be milk from a kosher animals, which are cooked together. So it has to be from a behema tahora, and it has to be from milk from a kosher animal. Therefore, and it probably in most cases, it's probably not going to have it. However, the question, it probably got many times, they probably use non-kosher meat, but you have to check to make sure you don't have any biblically prohibited basar v'chol. The question is, there's a major debate, Rambam versus other Rishonim, what's the definition of a basar v'cholov? What about kosher animals that haven't been, shchita hasn't been done properly? The Rambam holds in Perush HaMishnayos, Krisus, Gimel Dalet, that if you have basar that wasn't slaughtered properly, so you can't give it Einis HaChalis, you can't also give it the Yisr of milk and meat. And therefore, a Jew would be able to benefit if someone improperly slaughters meat. You can't eat from it, but you can get hana from it. So if the Rambam's right, according to the Rambam, then there's no problem of feeding any commercial pet food which has milk or meat, since it's probably not with kosher ingredients. However, if you don't accept the Rambam's view, then one should look into and try to avoid any type of behema tahora with cholav tahora. That's the issue in general, and that's the same thing by anytime there's an issue of on Pesach also feeding your animals, because that could be an issa hana. So when it comes to basar v'cholav, in addition to the issa of reading it, there's issa hana, and therefore one should make sure that when they feed their animals, there shouldn't be any biblical basar v'cholav involved.